August 9 is fast approaching, the date that most Australians will complete the census. Rolling out every 5 years, this is the nation's biggest survey and it provides a snapshot of where Australians are at. The census helps to shape Australia's future, and the data informs government decisions in areas such as education, health and transport. This year, for the first time, people will be expected to complete the census online, and if this isn't possible, they can request to fill out a paper form. There are concerns this could be a problem for the elderly, people who are homeless, and those living in remote areas who may not have access to a computer or realise that they can request to fill out the census the traditional way. The Australian Bureau of Statistics, or ABS, is working with communities to make sure that Australia's most vulnerable people fill out the census. This is particularly important for those who are homeless. Ben Carblis is the New South Wales State Director for Mission Australia, and he's encouraging all homeless Australians to complete the census.
With this data, we can really advocate to the government and different funders to ensure that we can have adequate funding to support those that are homeless.
And what barriers do you think are stopping people who are homeless from filling out the census?
Having access to completing the census, but also recognising that they may actually be in a situation of homelessness. The homeless is not just those people that are sleeping rough on the streets. It's those people that are the hidden homeless, so to speak. So whether they're couch surfing or living with friends, moving from place to place, out of their car, there's a range of different people that are really experiencing the burdens of homelessness. And if a person is without a home, I would encourage them to complete the census for where they live as a suburb as none. So on the 9th of August, if they do that, that'll really be able to identify the level of homeless.
Previously, the standard practice has been to apply to fill out the census online, but now people are expected to fill out the forms online unless they specifically request the paper forms. What will this mean for homeless people who may not have access to computers or the internet or even phones to request the paper forms be sent to them?
It's certainly going to be a challenge, and I guess it's a shared responsibility. We're encouraging all of our services at Mission Australia to be making good access for those people to complete the census, because this information is critical. When the census was last completed 5 years ago, we knew that there was 28,194 people that were homeless. Anecdotally, we believe that there is a lot more, as well as those people that are the hidden homeless, as I mentioned. So we're really encouraging people to, get behind helping those people to have access to fill out their forms. It's really important that we have that. We do know that the numbers are increasing. We know that the City of Sydney's most recent street count that was completed had the highest on record. And it's really important that we do get these numbers so that we can continue to ensure that there is adequate funding to support the homeless.
There are more than 28,000 homeless people in New South Wales alone. And Ben Carblis says the numbers are growing across the nation. Mission Australia is working with the government to make sure that vulnerable people can access the census. Duncan Young is head of the ABS census program.
For people sleeping rough, we work with homeless service providers in order to get out to places where homeless are likely to be. So whether it's coming together at food services or whether it's in the location where they're sleeping out. And we actually go out with paper forms. For most of them, we interview people, so we'll write down their answers for them. However, if they do want to fill it out themselves, either online or on paper, we provide that option to everyone.
The ABS also has strategies in place to make it easier for people in remote areas to fill out the census. Ben Carblis says they're sending out forms in bulk to some remote areas where they've identified low computer usage, so people in these towns won't need to ring and request forms beforehand. This also applies to targeted suburbs in urban areas with high populations of people over 65.
In sort of more regional and remote areas across the country, we're going to deliver a paper form upfront to those households. And the paper form that we deliver includes all of the details which allow people to complete it online, but also provides them with a paper form. Because we realise that the postal service does take longer to get out to those locations. There's often not as regular service as there are in the cities.
For those who don't live in targeted areas where the forms are being sent out in bulk, how much time do they need to notify the ABS so that they get the forms in time?
We send out the paper forms using Australia Post's priority service and are working closely with Australia Post to make sure that they're dispatched on the same day that requests come in and they arrive as soon as possible. People can request those forms at any time this week or even early next week. If they request early next week, they won't receive the forms until just after census night. But as I said, that's okay. Just complete the form as soon as you receive it. Put it back in my post, and that'll be great.
The census is also very important for Indigenous communities. Jeff Scott is the CEO of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples. He says the data helps the government make vital decisions, but many people don't even know the census is happening because of major events such as the election. But he expects this will change in the next week as the ABS launches its campaign informing people about the census.
Given how much how many issues have been on the table in the last couple of months, the information hasn't got out that widely, I don't think. We had an election, which has taken a lot of airtime, and we haven't many issues since the government's even been put it back into place. The census hasn't had the airtime I think it needed to actually get the message right across to people. But we have a week to go. Oh, I think people have probably been heated up in that last week.
That was Jeff Scott, the CEO of the National Congress of Australia's First Peoples, ending that report.